Hey, everybody, it's time to grab your board, head out into the waves. Not that kind of board. I'm talking about nonprofit boards here. Less talk, more walk as we spotlight boards that lead by example with the woman who knows a bit or two about boards here in Orange County, Nelma Maddox. Welcome.
Thanks, Paul.
So today, as always, you're going to surprise me. Who'd you bring in today?
I am. Today's guests are Monica and Allie Duncan. I have known Monica since sixth grade, so we're going to go down memory lane here a little bit.
Oh, my. You guys have known each other since sixth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Okay,
goodness.
I want to ask her how she remembers it.
And in
then
Orange
I'll say
County?
What I
nobody
no.
goes that far
No,
back.
Not Orange County.
We are not OC.
Oh, this yeah. isn't OC. Okay, yeah. All right.
Ironically, we did the surfboard thing. It would have been SoCal, South Bay. Without giving it too much away,
okay.
without giving
right.
passwords away.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I not mention Kelly Mayor?
Of course you can. You can. People would look it up. Yeah.
Yes, sixth grade in the South Bay and somehow ended up at the same college.
Yes,
and
that's
then
right.
ended up in the same, relocating to Orange County. So
yes.
it's been awesome.
God, 35 years later. Okay, so anyway, sorry.
And you told me, she's the first lady of Alisa Vieira.
She is.
Am I allowed to mention
we
that?
We have okay. some guests, some honored guests in here. Max Duncan is the current mayor of Aliso Viejo. So we are amongst greatness. First daughter?
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, Allie. So we're just going to dive in. This is a very casual conversation. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with what brought you in. And Board Talk was formed because I was on a couple boards, probably like your mom, dragged on a couple boards. But I'm going to have your mom tell me a little bit about NCL, its nationwide footprint, and then we'll dig into you personally and what you think about it.
And so, I have to get you to define NCL. We didn't say
yeah,
what that
we're
is.
Yeah, we're going to start with Monica.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me
you
make sure.
Cheat with your notes.
I
yeah.
have my notes, and I just don't say anything wrong, but NCL stands for National Charity League.
Yep.
It is, as the name implies, a national organization. One of the things I wanted to look up is I know we recently just had a 100-year anniversary of the organization.
Oh, so wow.
It was
Bravo.
Created in 1925. Like, that was 100
wow.
years ago. And it was created in L.A., so mm-hmm. it's a California thing. It started in Los Angeles. It was mothers getting together, and then they incorporated their daughters. One of the things that in the organization, the moms are called patronesses, and the daughters are called TikTokers.
Oh, my God.
Which is a
cute.
Very weird thing. What is a TikToker?
And this is years before our TikTok here?
Yes, way before TikTok.
Wow. Maybe that's where TikTok came from.
I know, but mm-hmm. it's funny because, and this goes way back to when it was first started, they named the TikTokers this because the daughters who would accompany their mothers to meetings and anxiously watch the clock, TikTok, while waiting for them to finish.
So great.
It's just so funny. Some things never change
yeah.
to some extent. So I think that's really cute. Again,
yeah.
a lot of history, obviously. So started in the LA area, and then one thing, like in 1977, I jotted down was when it first expanded outside of California. Mm-hmm. And so over the years became a full national organization, incorporated and all that. And they have an office. They open an office in Costa Mesa. I know they have office in Texas, too. And so it's really been a California-based organization, mm-hmm. which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And in Orange County alone, we have 15 chapters.
Wow.
So I didn't mention yet that our chapter is the Capistrano Coast chapter. And in Orange County, and there's hundreds nationally. So I don't know the exact number, but hundreds. And I know that having it started in LA, like we are some of the more original-ish
yep.
chapters in the history of the organization. So I know for our chapter, we have a really deep, rich history mm-hmm. and a lot of tradition, which is cool. It's cool to be
yeah.
part of something that's been around a long time and has a lot of tradition. I can see the flip side too. It's nice to be a part of something new that's taking on its own
yeah.
purpose. But I really am drawn to the traditionalism
yeah.
of the organization and just being part of something big and that's been around for a long time. So there's a lot of patronesses in my chapter that were TikTokers when they were young.
Oh, I see. So that's cool.
So
that's
I had
really
never
cool.
heard of it. I don't
right.
know that there was, I'm sure there's one in the area where we grew up, but I didn't know about it, but there's a lot of the folks, even some in our chapter where their sister and their daughter was part of the chapter. Yeah.
That's too funny. Okay, Allie, tell me about the fashion show.
Wow, it was a very different experience than what I've ever done before. I've never done something like that, but it was probably like the biggest of one of the biggest events in NCL, like for the girls in it. And it was very fun. It was a fun process. Like, it's a fashion show, and it did raise a lot of money going up into different charities. And yeah, it was just a very fun experience.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, we're going to, because you looked amazing. I just want you to know I do get to see all the pictures and everything, so it's cool. Monica, can we just back up a little bit and say what NCL's, what is their mission and what do they
glad that you asked. Want to so do? Their mission, so their stated mission is fostering the mother-daughter relationship through an ongoing commitment to philanthropy, culture, and leadership.
Okay.
So what I also think is really cool, they're always talking about the three pillars. So it's not just, so it's, you know, I have to assume no one knows anything about NCL.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's good. That's why we do this.
It's mother-daughter, started in 1925. What do we do? Yeah, so there's three pillars to it. There's the philanthropy. So we work, each chapter has relationships. There's some national relationships with different charities, and then each chapter mm-hmm. partners up with either like local philanthropies. And what we do is we meet whatever needs they have. So we really look for, what we're really focused on is mother-daughter live in-person volunteering work. So we'll have a calendar. I think Lion's Heart is very similar.
Yeah.
That so here's some opportunities, and we have a minimum number of hours that mm-hmm. we have to complete to be in good standing in the chapter. And we have the philanthropy. So I wrote understanding and serving communities in partnership with local and national nonprofits.
Okay. Awesome.
The other pillar is leadership development and culture, so preserving NCL traditions and core values while appreciating the growth that comes from connecting with different communities and mm-hmm. cultures. One of the things every year, so it starts in seventh grade, and then each year there's a focus area that you have to do your charity work, but then you have a culture. And to be honest, I don't ever remember. One year it's art, one year it's music. Mm. So it's
the same for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
For everyone in the grade. So sorry, for your first year, it's by year. So seventh graders, your focus area, your culture area is blank. I can't
do
remember a single one.
Allie, at all?
I remember art was one of them. I don't know what year, but we went down to a museum.
Cool.
It was probably in Irvine. I forgot the exact
yeah,
name.
Seagram Center.
Yeah. But that was like one of our thing. We went as a group. We walked around, looked at the different art. That was our cultural event for the year.
Yeah. And what else? What is the most memorable for you?
I think we've been to Seagram for one of them. It was like, I forgot what we...
Mamma Mia.
We watched Mamma Mia. Nice. That was one of ours. That was really fun. We got dinner after. It was just like good, not just like cultural event, but like bonding with the girls too.
Yeah.
Like it was very fun.
Very cool. And then the girls in your chapter, we'll come back to the third pillar, but the girls in your chapter, are they all still friends? You guys all typically go to the same school? Like how does that work?
We're all spread out in schools, but yeah, we're still all friends. We're really close. We're good friends. And then yeah, it's cool because we get to bring together from different schools. Some go to Dana, I go to Aliso, another girl goes to Aliso. Just spread out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. What was the third pillar? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Leadership. It was philanthropy, culture, and leadership. So building capable, courageous leaders through opportunities to learn, reflect, and develop.
Tell me a little bit about that. How do you guys accomplish
so
that?
Within the chapter itself, we'll talk about the board soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not only do we have the board, so we are a fully, obviously a full volunteer organization. So each chapter has their own staff, which is all of our members. So every member has a job in our chapter. So all the patronesses all have a job. And then also the TikTokers do. Within each class, they have, and I'm not going to go so far as call it a board, but they do have leadership positions. So every year there's a president of the class.
Okay.
So they're separated by class. So like the seventh grade, eighth grade, and you stay, you move on. Class of, right? She's class of 2027.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very similar to Lion's Heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So within each class, the girls all have different jobs, and I'm just going to, you know, that obviously you have your president, you have communications chair, social media rep, treasurer, T-chair, VP communications, social media chair, I said that maybe, secretary, recording secretary. Yeah, the girls are also learning different jobs.
Yeah.
Each year. So I think it's a really cool way to give them opportunities to step up and learn how to not just be in an organization, but cultivate it.
Are they nominated and voted too? Just like Robert's Rules of Order, your meetings?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. And which, have you held any of these positions?
Yes, I've been recording secretary, VP of communication, shop and wrap, and parliamentarian, VP of philanthropy, and member rec, which is basically sunshine rep. But like the most memorable one, I guess, was like recording secretary. I wrote so much notes. I wrote like everything down. It was basically like I was at school, but that was like, yeah, I feel like the most like useful, I guess.
Okay. And doesn't it give the most hours?
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, I think it does. For Lion's Heart, secretary is 5 hours and then president is one. Vice president is one. And then I was going to ask you, what has been your favorite charity to volunteer for?
For sure, Mom? The Fam Warehouse. There's one that I've mostly gone to in San Clemente. Uh-huh. It's where we pack up foods. Like, there's a bunch of fridges in there. There's a bunch of boxes with, like, different foods and stuff like that. And then they get, like, shipments. We do stuff different every single time. Sometimes we're just, like, packing foods into the fridges. Sometimes we're taking them out and then packing them up into these trucks. And it's like playing a game. It's like playing, like, but like in real life. It's pretty cool. It's like fun, but then also gives the hours and it does something good. It goes off to these people that need the food.
Yeah.
And it's not just like cleaning up around. It's not just like putting stuff away, like throwing it away. It actually makes you feel like, oh, this is actually going somewhere.
It is. And it is going somewhere.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fully functioning food pantry, if I'm going to get. Okay. Which probably ties in with Second Harvest, which is another organization I've had in here. But what you're doing is truly meaningful, right?
Sure.
Is there any time in your, just even going back to seventh grade, where you're looking at Mom, like, why are you making me do this? I'd much rather do something else.
Yeah, but it, like, always ended up being fine at the end. Like, I'm like, wow, I really just spent however many hours here. Okay, I could be doing something else, but it's really, truly, they need people to do this stuff. So,
yeah,
it's good. And it ties back to NCL, which gives me hours for that. So it's like a double.
Yeah, I love it. It's going to look really good on your college resume. Okay, pause for a second. How did you get roped into getting on the board?
So as I mentioned about the jobs, right? So we do follow the Robert's Rules. So what the chapter does is every year there's a nominating committee. So the board chooses a nominating committee or I think the parliamentarian puts it together. The board approves the nominating committee. The nominating committee goes in a secret room, and they usually would send out, like a Google form. Hey, anyone interested in being on the board next year? Anyone, what are your interests? And I never filled one out ever. I was always like, oh, I don't know. I'll just take whatever they give me. And I'm not.
It's not like you, Mo.
I'm not a super raise my hand person, believe it or not, but I ended up getting the phone call.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, I've been on the other side of that phone call, so I get it.
And I remember them, because I remember them talking about how it's going to go down. They're like, we're going to be in a room on a Saturday, and we're going to, if your phone rings, please answer it, because we're going to need to know an answer immediately, because otherwise we have to go find somebody else. And so I got the phone call, and I was like, hello. Anyways, and so they asked me to be the treasurer.
Yeah.
I said, sure. Okay. I do have an accounting background. So somehow that must have eked out to the masses. And I said, sure. Of all the jobs to do, that's probably does make sense for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like social media. That's not my jam. But I could learn it.
Yeah.
But I said, yes. I said, yeah. Okay. I'll do that. Sure.
That's awesome.
I think I can pull off being treasurer. Yeah. So that's how. So the nominating committee reaches out to people, and then they put together the slate, and then they bring the slate to the chapter, and then the chapter has to approve it.
Okay.
I think they bring it to the board, and then as a chapter, we have to vote and approve the slate.
And how many board members do you guys have?
I printed out all the positions, but I did not count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Nice. Okay. So and then are you guys looking? Because one of the things that we typically do on the boards that I'm on is we make sure that we're succession planning.
Yeah.
And That's the whole reason why I've ended up on boards, by the way. It's being tapped on the shoulder and, hey, it's like the phone call. Yeah. Yeah. I saw you plan this event. Can you please come on this board? So I do. And then they run away and they're not on the board anymore. And now I realize what has happened. But I'm not as good at succession planning. So I go a little bit back to the question I asked you when the radio wasn't actually on. But just to noodle it.
Right? Oh.
Okay. And then here I was going to pause a little bit and tell you a little bit about when your mom and I went to school together. I was only there for 2 years. I got a cultural anthropology degree. Your mom got a degree that was going to be useful in the community. And that's why she is a fantastic accounting person who would absolutely be asked. No one's asking me to do anything with numbers. That's not happening.
I will say, when I took the position, the person that was training me that had been the treasurer, I was like, oh, do you have accounting background? She was like, nope. I was like, you don't? And just takes a super organized person and just like somebody that's just going to be on it. And then same thing. So I did not. So usually on the board, you stay for 2 years. It's asked for you to stay in your position for 2 years. Like after the first year, you finally figured things out. You're like, sure, I can do this another year because now I know what I'm doing. And so that was not a problem. And then, it was a challenge to... Then it was asked, okay, who do you think should be the treasurer next time?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like scanning and you're thinking about all the membership. The board is, right, obviously just made up of our members. Mm-hmm. And you have to try to, I think the best thing is to have a feeler out there. You're right. The more you know your chapter, the more you know your members, the more successful you'll be. So I know there's the Google Forms and obviously somebody knew about me and put my name in the hat and...
No, she's never going to volunteer.
Yeah.
So you have to volunteer.
Yeah. And that's one thing they put even last night at our meeting, our chapter meeting. It was like, okay, feel free to nominate someone else. If I think there's somebody, the board needs all the help they can get. You don't know everybody in the organization. Mm. You don't know that there's someone out there with an amazing hidden talent that they just maybe don't talk about or didn't put in a form, but... Just by reaching out to the different age groups, you can see, find out maybe who would be interested in what. I think it's so important. So this year, actually, I stayed on this year as an assistant treasurer to help the new treasurer. So I'm not on the board.
Great.
But I told her that, hey, I'm here for you.
That's brilliant, actually.
How tough that was. And so what I had told her, she's going to stay on for next year. And she said, oh, man, I want to find... an assistant treasurer that can be an assistant this year that can take the position next year.
There is something to that. There's some board members that'll, like, I'll always co-chair something because I have a full-time job. So I can't really think about always fully chairing something because I really do believe in giving either time or treasurer or both, if you happen to have both. But when you're in a full-time job, like your mom and I, we have to think about that and truly giving to the organization in the right way. Okay, we're going to shift gears again. This is probably too early for you to think about, maybe. Have you been thinking about where you're going to go or what you're going to do in the next couple of years?
I have been. Yeah? I've got a college counselor now.
Ooh, what's at the top?
So, well, basically I've been wanting to study, like, some form of, like, in the psychology area.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And obviously one of my dream schools is, like, SDSU and, like, stuff like that, but more, like, realistic schools. I've been looking at some places in Hawaii, and...
Is this news to Mom?
No.
Okay, good.
That's,
but don't tell Dad.
He'll only hear it on this.
Yeah, that's like a dream, like... That's like a realistic dream, but I still don't know about that yet. I really want to stay in California. I'm still, like, searching for the right school with the right campus, and that's, like, good for my GPA and, like, good for psychology and just, like, everything that matches up and, like, location. Because I feel like for me, like, location very, like, really matters. If I am in the snow all the time, like, I'm not going to want to enjoy it no matter how good everything else is.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, like, just on me, but I feel like that's like basically all I've gotten set to now.
That's awesome. That's incredible.
Just the basics.
Yeah, so you know, most people do not know. I never thought in my life I would end up in a sales career.
Yeah.
And life just takes you down whatever road it is. But the whole reason why I brought you and your mom in here today was to honestly just talk a little bit about, first of all, for you to see how amazing she is, because you don't get to see that necessarily as a teen. I have a 22-year-old at home who's just stop. Everything is stop. which is fine. That's all good. It's all part of life, too. I lost her to Berkeley, and then Kyle's at FIU in Miami right now.
Oh. So
he's living his best life on our dime, which is really hard to...
I would love to go to Miami.
He's not at UMiami. He's at FIU.
Oh.
So consider that. Actually, the tuition is reasonable. It's about the same.
Is?
Yeah. It's about the same. It's a public school. So it's about the same as... Your mom's going to kill me for saying this because it's a six-hour flight. But it's about the same as Berkeley.
Oh.
Which was
in Miami?
Cost effective, right in Miami proper.
Wow.
And it has a campus has a campus in Biscayne. And it's starting to become one of the more prominent schools related to business.
Oh.
International business, hotels, because of Miami being there. I was signaled that we have just a few minutes left. Any closing thoughts for our listeners that we didn't maybe tackle in NCL or anything you guys want our listeners out there to know about NCL, besides how to give? How can they give if they want to give to your chapter? How do they find you?
I'm sure we have a website out there.
Okay.
And technically, we're not a raise money normally. We're not, that's not really the focus of our chapter.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
We are self-funded. We do have a fundraiser once a year, the fashion show, like Allie mentioned. Mm. And we've in the past used that to give out scholarships, and we're using it this year. We funded like a philanthropy fund, so we'll be doing some cool stuff with that. So yeah, probably somewhere. NCL, obviously the national organization, would always love support anywhere. And then we have our chapter is NCL Capistrano Coast.
And there's membership dues. Is that kind of how it?
Yes.
Okay, that's how it self funds.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any closing thoughts, Allie?
No, it's just NCL is a very, I feel like I would recommend it because you do meet a lot of new people that you like don't maybe would never even meet in your entire life. And then you get closer with your mom, too. I did this thing with my dad, too, like with camping. But now it's like actually
working.
White
princess?
Yeah. The Indian guys. So I've never done something with my mom, but now it's like helping towards others. And I'm with my mom and with my friends that I just meet like through that, which is crazy. I don't know. It's just an experience.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's not only going to look good on your college resume, it's going to be good in your heart. And hold on, I think Mo wants to say one more thing. Go ahead.
I wanted to kind of add to that, obviously the mother-daughter, but it's been great to meet people like a person like a Nelma. You have a whole room of all these Nelma moms that are just like total givers and work full-time. And I was really surprised that the number of the moms that work full-time too.
Yeah, in Orange County.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Sorry, no knock, everybody. No.
I thought this was the type of thing that only non-working moms could have the time and the energy to do. But it's amazing. The women that are part of this organization are really awesome. And it's been amazing to be with them and to learn from them and to just have them rubbing with my daughter too. And it's great. It's a great group.
Awesome.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you, guys. That went really fast.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know. That was one of the fastest ones that's ever gone, but we'll have you come in again.
Right.
For sure.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
And how do they reach you, Nelma, if they need to?
Oh, gosh. You can find me. I'm with Lion's Heart right now. Go to lionsheartservice.org.
Okay.
If there you're we inclined go. To give.
So there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to Board Talk. Less talk, more walk, as we spotlight boards that lead by example. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.